بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
A major benefit brought by Imam Khomeini was familiarizing people with concept of resistance. This is the part of the speech delivered on June 4th, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution. On the 33rd demise anniversary of Imam Khomeini, greetings be upon him. The next recommendation is that you must make the most of the people's faith for producing good deeds. The people are pious and have faith. This faith can produce good actions. You can do this. Our magnanimous Imam was a master at this. Imam was a genius in making the most of the people's faith for producing good deeds. The next recommendation is that you should not let some people pretend that the country has reached a dead end. This is some people's job right now in cyberspace. Now some individuals do it out of negligence or they are paid to do it. I do not know, but they want to pretend that the country has reached a dead end. No, the country will not reach a dead end. This happened at the time of Imam too. At that time, some people wrote in newspapers that the country had reached a dead end. Imam said, no, it is you who reached the dead end. The Islamic Republic will not reach a dead end. He said that it was they who had reached a dead end. This is the truth of the matter. You should not let them disappoint the people.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The next recommendation is that Imam would sometimes criticize executive officials in private or in public, but he would also sometimes express his appreciation for their efforts. There are many cases in which Imam explicitly thanked the officials of the country, either one official or a group of them. My recommendation is that now that the enemy is after damaging the reputation of revolutionary officials, the duty to appreciate the value of officials is a heavy one. We must express our appreciation of officials. When we see that in the Abadan incident, a minister goes there for 3-4 days and inspects the matter from close up, is very important. That the honorable president or vice president goes and meets with casualties and comforts them and consoles their hearts is very valuable. They must be thanked. Of course, the agents behind the damage inflicted must be punished. Both in Abadan incident and every other incident, those who inflict damage must surely be punished. Dear God, by the blessed souls of our dear martyrs and the immaculate soul of our Imam, make us among the followers of the legitimate and true path of the Islamic Republic. Dear God, I ask you to make our steps and those of our nation steady on this path. I was informed that today during the speech of Haji Hassan Khomeini, some people made noise. I'm opposed to this. I'm not at all right with such acts of damaging someone's reputation, with such commotion. I'm opposed to it. Let everyone know this. I hope the God Exalted guides all of us toward the right path, God willing. Greetings be upon you and God's mercy and blessings. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.